You know, the world right now is a really unsettled place. And for such a time as this, women play a most important role in history as peacemakers. The goal of Ladies of Liberty Sound Off is to affect the lives of women in an empowering way through discussion of important issues of the day. So, are you ready? The Ladies of Liberty are ready to sound off.
Welcome everybody to Ladies of Liberty. And I would like to maybe start off our show today by discussing a very recent event. We're back at the airlines, this time Alaska Airlines, where an incident has happened. You think by now it would be over, but it's not. This young woman with her, I believe it was her husband, I believe he was military, enters in a plane with a mask. And for some reason, the mask she had on, I caught the part about it being a black mask. I'm not sure what the problem was with that mask, but the stewardess came up to her and asked her if she had another mask to wear. She said, sure. And she reached in and pulled out a Trump mask, put that on. It apparently covered. It apparently met all conditions of proper mask, but that wasn't good enough. They got very upset that she had a Trump mask. Half of the plane in the back, according to this lady, said they were getting irate that she had that on. They asked her to take it off. She asked if there was a reason. They said it's against their policy. And she said, well, can you show me the policy? She sounded legit. She was on the news. She sounded very polite about it. She didn't want to disrupt the plane. She wasn't confrontational from what I've heard from this newscast. But she politely said, can you show me the policy? They went away, came back and said, well, we don't have one or we can't find the policy. And so it, once again, she tried to keep the mask on, but they didn't want her to. So she said, well, I could put the other mask back on. And they said, fine. She did put the other mask back on. And about 5-10 minutes later, they came back to her and said, sorry, you have to leave the flight. You and your spouse, who was there half asleep, wasn't even involved in the incident. The reasoning from what the newscast said was that it disrupted the plane. People were upset that she had on a Trump mask, some sort of propaganda for Trump, something pro-Trump. And as a result, they were asked to leave. She was later went on to say that she was going to assume that it was a bigger thing than just her actual incident, that people were complaining, workers are complaining that they are required not to put anything on them also, or they will be terminated, or they were in fear of being terminated. So it wasn't a one-time incident. And so this lady is determined to try to do something about it. And she has sought legal counsel and will be seeking a lawsuit for their action about it. So I'd like to open this up, ladies, and see what you think about it.
I think it's ridiculous. I think probably whoever was offended by the black mask, that was absurd. What is the problem with it? I don't understand. The fact that she had a Trump mask on, sure, that's going to offend somebody. Whatever we do, we are going to offend people one way or the other because we disagree. The problem our country is facing right now is no one knows how to disagree and get along. We have become conditioned to dislike, I'll use that phrase, the other person because they disagree with me. We are conditioned to think that they are in the wrong because they disagree with me. And because they are in the wrong, they are not allowed to have an opinion. It is right versus wrong, left versus right. And I don't want to use political terms necessarily, but I am going to use it. Democrat against Republican. The problem with using those terms, though, Republicans now are falling into the same category. as the Democrats are with all of this, we can't say the word a Black person, it has to be African American. We can't say Mexican, it has to be Hispanic. We have to be politically right or politically correct in whatever we do, however we walk, whatever we wear, and whatever we say. No one is allowed to have an opinion if it disagrees with mine. And if it disagrees with mine, I'm going to put a stink up. And that's exactly what happened on that airplane. Somebody disagreed with what she was wearing. The squeaky wheel gets the grease, and therefore she was targeted. This has got to stop. And I applaud her for going after them and suing them, because if we don't push back, and I'll get into some other issues with travel and all with all of this mess, if we don't push back, we are going to continue to be put and stereotyped in a box. We've got to push back politely like she did, but we have to push back.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, Becky. You know, the thing is that they have made an entirely divisive country amongst people, and they have made it okay to, you know, hate each other for all kinds of reasons, for your color, for your religion, for your politics, for your opinion, for your looks, for whatever it is. And we weren't like that a few years ago. We weren't like that before Obama was in office. But now it's like everything is divisive. And I think, Kathy, and tell me if I'm right or wrong about this, and you may not know, but with her first Black mask, that shouldn't have been a problem. I wear a Black mask on the plane all the time. It probably, maybe it didn't cover her properly or something. Was that the issue?
And to be honest, when I caught this newscast, I caught it just as they started that description of that Black mask and heard the rest. So I don't know if it was, I heard Black mask, but I didn't hear the problem on that. And I would like to research that further, because that was kind of interesting. But they were willing to accept it in lieu, in, you know, of the alternative being a Trump mask. But then it still wasn't acceptable. So,
well, what I want to say about that is, you know, I mean, why should a Trump mask be unacceptable to anybody? It's not anybody's business if I want to wear, and I have a Trump mask. It's not anybody's business if that's what I choose to wear. And I don't see how people on the back of a plane, because those people generally are going to be sitting behind her, and the people in front of her are facing the other way. Who even sees that? How ridiculous is this that you would cause somebody to get off the plane as disrupted because you have a mask that says something? I have masks that say all different kinds of things. I have Blue Lives Matter masks. I have Carabinieri masks from Italy that are from, you know, their national police force over there. I have funny masks. It's not anybody's business what I wear. Are we going to get into that if they don't like the color of my shirt, that I have to get off the plane? I mean, I'm not a big fan of people that are pierced up all over, but I'm not going to get them kicked off a plane. This is totally ridiculous. And this violates this woman's First Amendment of free speech. And, you know, I would like to see, and I'm going to look up that policy. Alaska Airlines may or may not have a policy that says that you can't wear political kinds of masks, which is, again, that is an infringement on your First Amendment, no matter what. But to make a big deal like this, I mean, seriously, where have we gotten that people, so-called passengers on that plane, are upset about the mask this lady's wearing? This is totally gone so over the top for me that I just can't even believe that we are that wimpy and kind of namby-pamby kind of people in America to have to act that way. Now, if that woman had a swastika on her mask, I might think twice about it. But seriously, that we're we're out of control here. And here's where that comes from. It comes from our politicians who are spewing hatred every single day, and they are the dysfunctional parents of the electorate that are giving us a bad example, and the weaker members of our electorate are following that example and acting out, just like your two-year-old would act out if the parent acts out.
You know, if you Google this whole mask wearing issue, and it doesn't have to be a mask, it could be a t-shirt or, I mean, because look at everybody. People wear their messages on t-shirts all the time. But this Alaska Airlines is making a habit of just kicking off people that aren't complying with what they want. So you mentioned, Linda, about our First Amendment freedom of speech. So we can look at this as being a private company, but it is controlled by federal government. It's under federal rules. So I would imagine then that that could potentially create a federal lawsuit attacking her First Amendment right of freedom of speech. It wasn't a issue of protection, safety. It was an issue of what it said. And so that, to me, I think American Airlines has had issues. Alaska now is running a lot of people being kicked off. And I think, you know, what is their business to do this, to screen what people are saying on their clothing, how they look, as long as it doesn't violate a safety reason. I wish I remembered where this lady entered in. I'm trying to Google and see what city she entered, regional area this might have had this attitude about, if it was from Alaska or California, because Alaska does a lot of West Coast, which would make a lot of sense here.
Well, we have allowed, as citizens of the United States, we have allowed this to go on without being confrontational. And that's a pretty strong word. I don't like confrontation, but I think we have to stand up for our rights. I did watch a video not too long ago where a gentleman got on the airplane and he sat next to a husband and wife. And as soon as he sat down, the wife started having a hissy fit, and she was yelling at him, and she was telling him to leave, that he couldn't sit in that seat. And I think it was something that he had on his shirt. I think it was political, and it was against what she believed. And she was just pitching a fit. The stewardess came over and asked her to calm down, and she just was yelling at the stewardess and saying, this guy needs to leave. I can't sit here next to him and have a decent flight. And I just can't sit here. I mean, she went on and on and on. Well, they finally removed her and her husband off of the plane because she was being ridiculous, and she was being argumentative and a jerk, actually. They removed her, and then she got all mad at them for removing her. I don't know at this point what we are going to be able to do other than to push back to change things. We have, not me, I don't consider myself brainwashed, but many people in our United States have been brainwashed with this whole mask issue. The CDC can't even tell you if it's safe or not. One day it's safe, the next day it's not. One day you wear two, the next day you wear three or one, or one day you need to wear it when you exercise and you have to wear it inside your home, and the next day you don't. It's all about control, is what this mask mandate was really about. Comply and control. And we as a nation have been controlled. We have allowed it, and we're pushing back. I have not worn one for probably about 8 months. Once I got COVID and I got over it, I refused to put a mask on unless I went in one particular store. If I went into a store and they told me to put it on, I'd walk out and say, fine, I'll spend my money somewhere else. That's my choice. I walk into a doctor's office, put your mask on. I will not put my mask on. I just don't wear it. The only other place now that I have to wear it is on the airplane. And at what point are we going to be freed up and told that this is really not helping anyone and we don't need to wear it anymore? I've got lots of views on it, and I don't want to get too political about it, but it was done for a purpose. It is continued to be used in liberal states. You look at the conservative states, and they're doing fine. They were the ones that lifted their masks first, and they are doing fine. You look at the liberal states, and they're saying, oh, well, we're going to mandate it another month. For what reason? Because they can. And that's the bottom line. They can.
Yeah, I think that the airplanes, they need to take this off now. You know, we can go in restaurants, we can go in stores, we can go in very busy places like Costco or, you know, Walmart or any of those types of places, but we can't sit in a very well-filtered airplane without a mask. And the studies have shown that there are many, many different toxic substances that you're breathing in by continuing to wear a mask, and it's not good for you and it's not good for children. I'll just say from my own personal experience with the mask that when I have traveled, you know, 7-8 hours on planes and had to wear a mask, I literally have a chest congestion afterwards for days just from the mask. I've never had COVID. I'm vaccinated. I travel. I go a lot of different places, but I'm getting ready to, you know, make an overseas trip. And the thought of wearing a mask for something like 20 hours is really daunting to me. And I feel like it's dangerous to my health. So that's something that I hope changes very, very soon. And it's not the actual airlines that are making it not change. It is our FAA. It is our federal government that is not allowing this to change. So I do hope that that changes pretty soon.
Well, I know it's the FAA, but I have a sneaking suspicion it's our corporate arena, the airlines too. Now, the issue of the mask on a airline is kind of hypocritical, because here you can eat, take your mask off, you could drink, take your mask off, and while you are chewing and moving your mouth, I would think that would be more threatening to your neighbor than, you know, otherwise. And so then sitting there quietly reading a book or just watching a movie, you know, so that doesn't make a lot of sense. I know we're piled on top of each other. And if, you know, it's either you make them wear it the whole time and not eat, which would be ridiculous, or why are we just having it at moments when you're not chewing and moving your mouth when germs can be filtered out into the air? You know, that doesn't make any sense. So, but of course, nothing about this does make sense. I think this is somewhat political, Becky. I know you're not trying to make it, but I think this is a corporate control of getting people to comply and do it their way. Because since when do you not see some young buck wearing some t-shirt with a big, you know, flipping off, you know, the hand gesture on the t-shirt, or some other, you know, anything, a KKK t-shirt? I mean, we don't like it, but we don't say you can't come in, you can't do this. When has that ever started? You know, we just turn around, we may make eyes at a person for what they reflect upon themselves, but we don't stop them from doing and moving around as their right is in our country. And so this whole thing is something more than, this was not about a mask. This was about a political gesture, a posture of acknowledging our president. He was our president. And when is that ever, ever in the history of our country a bad thing to recognize a president? I could turn around and put a Carter t-shirt. I think he's one of our worst presidents, but hey, I'm going to be allowed into every place there is. And so this is political. This is strictly political.
I want a t-shirt that says, "Your fear does not dictate how I live." And that's exactly what has happened. They have instilled fear into people that you're going to die if you don't wear a mask, or you're going to die if you don't get the vaccine. On the contrary, we're seeing the opposite happen. We are seeing people passing out, or kids on athletic fields passing out and having a coronary arrest because they've had a mask on and they were not able to breathe. We've seen people have blood clots in Europe. They have 4 or 5 pilots that have died after the vaccine with blood clots because they flew. And so now they're telling their pilots that have gotten vaccines, they cannot fly. And they're telling other people, if you've gotten your vaccine, don't fly. I don't know which vaccine it is. It may be 1 or 2 or 3 or all of them. I don't know. They keep coming out with different statistics. But where does it end? To me, it's about control. I can't go on a cruise ship now because I don't have a vaccine. And in Florida, it is against the law to ask somebody if they're getting on a cruise ship, if they've had the vaccine. Governor DeSantis said that he will fine the company $5,000 per cruiser if they ask them if they've had the vaccine. So you know how they're getting around it? They're having you fill out a questionnaire. So I called the cruise line and I said, "You know you're breaking the law, right?" "Yeah, we know. But you're going to do it anyway, right?" "Yes." So according to Carnival this morning, you cannot go on any of their cruise ships for the entire month of July and August if you haven't been vaccinated. Last month, Norwegian, fully vaccinated ship, I believe it was a European cruise, had several COVID cases on it. I'm being singled out and discriminated against because I refuse to get the vaccine. Yet I've had COVID. My system is stronger than anybody that's gotten the vaccine or has not had COVID. I've got the natural immunity, yet I cannot cruise. If I get the vaccine, that will destroy my immunity. So I just sit back and wait. I can't go on Royal Caribbean either. They are requiring you to be vaccinated to be in parts of the ship. If you're not vaccinated, you can't go in certain parts of the ship. You are limited to other parts of the ship. And there's like 5 or 6 areas that you can go to. Why would I spend thousands of dollars to get on their ship and not be allowed to go to certain areas? Again, I'm being discriminated against, and I would probably be one of the safest customers on there. I'm not going to give it to anybody, and I'm not going to catch it.
I think that that's going to change. So I think that it's going to change because they probably will go to vaccinated or have had the virus, because a lot of places are doing that. I don't know why they haven't caught up on that, but I think it's because they're protecting themselves. It's CYA, right? They're protecting themselves because of litigation. And they don't want to have the situation where they get shut down again, where people get on the cruise ships that have not been vaccinated or have not had it, and then they have another outbreak, and then they end up getting sued, and then they have to shut down again. It's very, very, very expensive for them to clean the ships and, you know, be out of service. So, I mean, it's a catch-22 for the travel industry. You can't fault them for that, because even though cruisers who haven't been vaccinated are unhappy, I don't want people who have not been vaccinated or have not had the virus, either one, going, because I don't want to have my whole vacation spoiled either. I don't want to spend the money and have it spoiled. It's a real can of worms for the travel industry. No matter which way they go, somebody's not going to be happy. So, I mean,
the problem is, though, Linda, the CDC has come out and said, even though you've gotten the vaccine, you can still get COVID. So it is, again, like the mask, another false sense of security.
You can still get it, but you can also still get it if you've had it. That has also happened. So, but not to the deadly extent that people were getting it. What I want to see, and not to switch it up, but just since we're talking about this with the COVID, I want to see the Biden administration get to the bottom and admit that China put this out as a weapon of war against everybody. And if you saw the woman from China who's been on the news, who's in hiding for fear of her life, because she is a whistleblower on China and says that they absolutely did put it out. She worked there, she knows what happened, and she has a death threat hanging over her head. And they have indeed even sent her husband, who was trying to kill her in China, over to America on a two-year visa. Why we ever took him, I don't know. And he's looking for her to do her harm. But this is what you get in China. She talked about how they purposefully put out false information. And even when they had the information, the Chinese government forbade them to put out the correct information to the world. So, I mean, this is a huge cover-up, and nobody is pushing it. And the people that have suffered are the entire world, but let's just talk about America. All of our businesses, all of our gross national product has been diminished, while China's this year alone is up 18.5%. That is huge. Well, we went down 3.5%. They went up 2.5% in the year 2020. And now this year they're up 18.5% in their gross national product over there. So, I mean, they benefited and they did this for a reason. So I need our government to actually, you know, do the courageous thing, have some heroic courage for other Americans and call this out for what it was. And we need to stop working and being China's patsy. That's my opinion.
Well, you have a lot of faith in our government bringing this out because they're busy trying to destroy us anyways. So why would they do anything to try to help us and provide accurate information? The government that as it exists right now is just one big fat lie. And there's nothing you could believe. And there's no reason why they would want to get to the truth because they're working on figuring out how to destroy America as we know it. So I don't know. Linda, you have a high expectation for that.
Well, I have a wish. I don't have an expectation, Kathy.
I read an article at the beginning of this week where Biden was actually putting together a group of legislators to try to stop the investigation of where the virus originated. He does not want it to come out because he's in China's pocket. And so when you've got an administration that is trying to destroy America and lift up another country such as China, then you're not going to get anything done. And that's exactly, I think we've proven that. I think we all know where this is headed if it is allowed to continue.
Yep. Well, while we have a second here, I want to introduce our host that you're listening to today. We have Kathy Lothorp. Kathy is located in Texas, and she is a defense attorney. And we have Becky Stokes, and Becky is and has been a homemaker for, oh gosh, somewhere around 40 years, and God bless you. That's a hard job, Becky. And I'm Linda Martinelli. I am a business owner and entrepreneur and am also based in Texas. So actually all three ladies today are based in Texas. So God bless Texas too.
Listen to the Ladies of Liberty Sound Off on iHeartRadio or our free apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa.
Now, never before in our history have we witnessed the level of hatred that is now being waged against our law enforcement. While anarchist groups create havoc and overwhelm our first responders, these same groups and their corporate supporters are calling for the police forces to be shrunk and defunded. What can you and I do to make a difference? How can we stand up for what is right and to show our support. That's what I'm going to tell you about this incredible new platform. It's called shoptotheright.com. And it's a new shopping platform that will help you find businesses that align with your values. They feature products made in America. They support veteran-owned businesses, as well as our law enforcement community. This is a time when we need to stick together. We need to shop together, and we need to support each other. It's time for you and I to make some noise and stand up to protect our country. And one easy way to do that is to shop and give our money to companies that don't seek to destroy our way of life. So join the fight for liberty. ShopToTheRight.com. Support those American businesses that support law enforcement and veterans.
Because of COVID-19, the average American worries about their immune health 4 times a day. That's 112 times per year. To minimize the worries, leading nutritional supplement company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost, an immune supplement that contains 15 full doses of science-backed nutrients like vitamin C, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea, all in a one-a-day pill-free gel pack. It tastes great, is convenient on the go, and it's more natural too, without chemical binders, fillers, and coatings. Supporting a strong and resilient immune system can be simple. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Immune Super Boost. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
It was a vision that gave birth to a unique multimedia platform that would combine classic talk radio, great writers, and memorable podcasts and videos. AmericaOutloud.com is a conservative leader in a field that is predominantly run by far-left progressive globalists. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Well, now we're going to talk about a controversial subject. Not that the last one wasn't controversial, I'm sure everybody is thinking at that, but this one is even a little bit more delicate. We are going to be speaking about transgender and how it has affected schools, businesses, and just human life. There was a court case, Supreme Court, sided with the child as a transgender and won the case. The appeal was that the child was going into the boys' bathroom. It was a girl that transgendered into a male and was going into the boys' bathroom. And parents at the school got really upset about it, took the school to court, and the transgender student won the case, even though the student is no longer in the school and wasn't in the school when the case was negotiated. I have a very strong opinion about this. I called a particular department store a couple of years ago when all of this started opening up, and we were having to allow different genders into the wrong bathroom. And I called the store and I said, I have a real problem with this. And they said, why? And I said, well, I've got daughters and granddaughters and sisters and mothers. And to be quite honest, I don't want to go into a lady's bathroom and have a man who thinks he's a woman flashing himself to my 3-year-old granddaughter or to my mother or my aunt or my sister or whoever else. And then I said to this person on the phone, and after she said, well, that's our policy, ma'am. And I said, put yourself in that spot. Take your daughter to the bathroom where there's a man flashing himself, how would you feel? What would you do? And I got dead silence. And I said, you don't have to answer that question because I already know what you would do. You would turn around, walk out disgusted, and probably never go to that store again because you disagree with it as well. You are conditioned right now to answer the phone and give me the scripted answer that the store has told you to give to patrons that have a complaint. And I understand that, but that doesn't make it right. Well, shortly after this particular department store decided that this was going to be their new policy, it lasted about a month and they changed their policy. Because once again, if we push back and we push back in a reasonable, logic way, things will be changed. What do you think, ladies?
Becky, I have a question on that case that you were talking about, because my understanding, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is that the Supreme Court refused to review it and change the decision from the lower court, which upheld.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
The Supreme Court didn't rule on it at all. They didn't even look at it, which, you know, I'm very,
well,
very,
to me, that's ruling on it.
I'm disappointed that they didn't choose to hear that case, because there are more people in this country that feel as you do and as I do that this is wrong than there are not. So I do feel, again, that they've let the American people down. They are there to adjudicate these issues for the American people, and just to ignore it is really frustrating. And recently, there have been several cases that are very disturbing. You had one at a spa where a man did flash himself to other people. And, you know, you have the Olympics where you have transgenders trying to compete with women and knocking women who have worked their whole life for this against other women, biological women, and they are knocked out of the box. And I just find that so disturbing. And, you know, then I saw the article, Becky, that you had pointed out that about one of the weightlifters who's competing as a woman. And if you look at this person, there's no way it's a woman, but they hurt their testicle while competing and lifting weights. So they're, you know, on an injured status. Okay. What woman do you know has testicles? I mean, this is not right. And if people are wanting a sex change and they are an adult and they make that decision, go for it. And once you are biologically, well, you'll never biologically be a woman, but once you have female parts and then you've changed your sex with hormones and so forth, then, you know, maybe, but not the way that it is. Do not send a man into a restroom. How many men can say, hey, today I feel like a woman, and go in the restroom and abuse little girls? I mean, this is not good. This is common sense. I mean, where has our common sense gone in this country? We are catering to less than 1%, by far less than 1% of the population of this country, and you are making the rest of us kowtow to your wishes. I'm sorry if you have that issue in life. I applaud whatever you want to do with your life, but do not make me change my life and my children's life because you have a gender identity issue. I just don't even get that.
Well, in addition to the situations you both are speaking to, I would like to remind you that in California, the governor has banned anyone from traveling to any state that is taking action against the LGBT community. For example, here in Texas, I believe the law from our Governor Abbott has changed to forbid anyone that believes through their DNA were born as a male but believe they're a female, cannot compete against female sports athletes. And so for that, we were banned from California traveling to Texas. And And it keeps going. We're not the only state. It is now a very, very large handful. I saw the numbers. I can't remember exactly.
I think it's 17.
That's what I was going to guess. I was going to say around 17. So you're probably right. And the newest one, I believe, was in Arkansas. They just changed it also, forbidding parents from having a sex change on their children. Let them become an adult, make their own decisions. And so that was one of the newer ones added to this list. So, and what right does he have to control all state workers from traveling to any of these states? So they can't interact at all with any of them. How do you feel about that?
Well, and the other states work better than California does. So the states that he's banning them going to visit as employees, okay, he can't prevent them on their private time, but right, as employees, then, you know, they're missing out on a lot. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, good, stay away from all of our states. And, you know, keep doing your thing, and hopefully he'll get recalled. And because the man has done nothing but, you know, continue to destroy that state. I personally left that state because of people like him. So, you know, I mean, here's what this is, though. Again, this is dysfunctional parents who are supposed to be examples, who are supposed to be, you know, the best of the best. And we put these people in these positions, and this is what they do. So what they're doing is telling other people in the country how to act to people who don't agree with the transgenders being in sports or being in our restrooms and that type of thing. They are leading by example, and it is the worst kind of example.
Well, I personally think if that's what he wants to do, keep your employees there. Let them do whatever they do there. We don't want you here. We don't want you to come over here and Californiaize our state. Keep your ideas and your ideologies there. And the man is operating as his aunt operates. It is a bloodline that probably is infectious. So the gentleman has not a clue about what is good or right or anything like that. He is doing exactly what he is told to do by the woman in Washington, and he is not going to miss a beat doing something against her, because he would get repercussions otherwise. If you notice, he is destroying his state, and I just as soon him stay there. I just as soon anybody that believes the way he does stay there. The thing that really infuriates me is people talking about how God made a mistake when he created me. Well, no, God didn't make a mistake. There are two genders. And yet we've got schools teaching that there are multiple genders. Well, if that were so, how come you will only go from man to woman or woman to man if there are multiple types of genders? So therefore, they are wrong. It is not correct. I don't care what you do to your body. You can take all the hormones or lack thereof and cut off anything you want. Inside, you're going to remain how God created you. And here's another, for instance. I watched a video of a young mother. She couldn't have been more than early 20s, maybe late teens. I don't know. But she was sitting there with her little boy, couldn't have been more than 5 or 6 months old. And she was grinning and smiling and just all gooey and so excited that her little boy is going to be a little girl because he selected a pink blanket. He chose the pink one. So therefore, he's a transgender from the beginning, and he already knows what he wants to be.
Well, I better tell my husband he can't wear pink shirts at all.
This is where our country has gone. People have lost their minds, and they are being controlled. They are being brainwashed, and they are being told that right is wrong, left is right. up is down, and they're completely out of their minds.
I don't have a problem with anyone choosing to act in any way. And if it's relates to their sex, to me, that's a private matter. I don't share what I do, what I believe in. That's, you know, within my bedroom, within my privacy. But, you know, and I think they deserve the same rights. So I'm not judgmental on a person for character, you know, because if their character is right with me, I have no problem. I don't have discrimination. But when things are forced down our throats, it should be just more of a private matter, your personal rights, and we can't, you know, have, you know, our ethics ourselves, our beliefs, and we're told we're wrong. I have a problem with that. I also agree with Arkansas. You know, I get it. You may have a child. You have a little girl that thinks she's a tomboy and wants to be a boy. You know what? You grow out of that, and you become a woman, and you realize that at some point, even though you might have been very athletic, even though you might have joined the military, even though you might have done all these things, guess what? I'm describing myself. I loved playing sports as a kid. I love hanging out with the boys. I wanted to play Army. I joined the Army. I enjoyed watching those kind of TV. But you know what? I'm thankful I'm a woman. I loved being a woman as I grew up. And initially I saw men, boys got treated differently than women. And I didn't like that. But guess what? That's changed too. And I settled into my desires of and my thought process about accepting myself as a woman. I have no issues about being a woman, none, 100%. But you know what? To think that my parents could have made a decision to change my sex, if that was possible back then, obviously I'm a little bit older. And, you know, so I'm just, that would be appalling to think that could have happened. And so they don't, I don't think they have a right to make that decision for your body. So thank you, Arkansas, for taking that stance. But if that person, that child became an adult and wanted to do it, so be it. It's your right and you have that right, but please don't push it on everyone else.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's, you know, the problem.
It is. And I want to switch up real quick because I want to just point out that we recently had an election in New York for a new mayor, and they've got this bizarre system of counting the ballots, but ballots were counted that were so-called something like pre-ballots that shouldn't have been in the count at all. And I want to just have a couple of minutes on this whole election issue. We're still trying to work through this in our country, and the Supreme Court just upheld Arizona's voting laws. So thank God for that, that they upheld that they can, you know, have some restrictions on people. And now we have the federal government going after Georgia, which is so interesting because Georgia is not by far the most restrictive state in voting, yet they want to keep going after them. And back to this New York thing, why can't we get an election right? Why can we not have any faith in our electoral system anymore, that the people running it are going to count it properly and administer it properly so that we know who gets elected? Because this is absolutely one of the most unacceptable things in our country, for us to have no faith in our elections.
The only way they can control the elections is by fraud, and they've proven that. They want to the outcome to be a certain way. And my question to the people that are fighting the audits, and that's a good topic, Linda. The audits should go on because apparently, and we all know it, whether you agree with it or not, there was fraud and there was some illegal things that happened. But if the Democrats, and I'm going to point it out specifically, if they are so sure that their candidate won the election, the presidential one I'm talking about, then why are they fighting so hard to stop the audits? You would think that they would want it to come out and prove that they are right, but that's not the case. The case in New York, Linda, I thought I read that it was 134, 135,000 ballots that were mistakenly placed. And so that's why they're having to redo the whole thing, because they are trying to manipulate the elections for a certain outcome. That's why you cannot get a true picture anymore. And it's been proven the last 4 years, it's been proven over and over.
Trump just spoke to this in his last rally and said, if it really worked and we didn't need it, then why is New York having this problem? And the problem, of course, in a state that's liberal, that you know they're trying to control the politics of who gets in. Atlanta is obviously vulnerable for some reason. They chose them versus, they were trying Arizona. They try to go after their legislator for having the audit two, three times, four times, whatever it was, including the one judge that said, okay, put a large $1 million bond on it. And if you guys have a good claim, then you'll get your money back. And if you don't, then it's going to go to help with the audit. And they went away. You know, so they knew they were there just to fight the fight and stop it. So now they're going in Georgia trying to do it. And, you know, maybe they're a little more vulnerable because their government didn't stand up for it. And when they got all the complaints right then and there, when it was voting time and all those ballots were discovered and things like that, and yet they wouldn't do anything. But, you know, if you turn around and you're a politician and you say it was fraud, you get punished. You get punished for saying it. So we got this issue going on, and if more, and they're talking about now Georgia trying to, if they prove it through their auditing that they're doing in Fulton County, if I'm saying that right, mm-hmm. Then they, you know, and they can go ahead and do the other counties. They're going to ask potentially their people from the state legislator that will be asking to take back their certification. And if other states like Arizona and others that are having the same problems will do the same, then that'll be an interesting concept to see where it goes. But here's our problem. I'll turn it back to you. We go after it. We seek the problem. We get the problem. And then what happens? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing, nothing, nothing. And I'm tired of the folks that are trying to stand up for America. You can call them Republicans. You can call them the ones that are down in the middle that don't like the way their party went to. But I'm tired of people just standing there and not wanting to do anything about it like we're losers. We do need to stand up. We do need to audit. Any company has a right to be audited. Any Uncle Sam has a right to investigate your taxes. Audits are a normal procedure. You audit your own company for inventory. That's all. This is normal procedure. And yet, what's the big deal? Like you said, they don't want to. They got another election coming up and they don't want their house changing. And they sure don't. They still want to be able to use their means of insuring it. So, we need to stand up.
If it's on the up and up, if everything is the way it should be, and there hasn't been any fraud, I have to say again, so prove it, let it come out. That way everybody can be quiet. If Biden won fair and square, great, but that's not what happened. They are finding out that there's so much fraud and illegal actions that was surrounded by this entire election and the elections actually that have even been before the 2020 election. Even the 2018 election was full of fraud, and even in 2016. But that's not what they want. They want to stop the audits so that the truth does not come out. They are afraid, they are panicking. And I say, let it come out and let it fall where it may. And I do think when the Arizona results come out, those electoral votes will be taken away from Biden. And I think that's why they are fighting desperately in Georgia, because if one or two more states do an audit and the results come back that Biden lost, those electoral votes will be removed from him. And guess what? He's not the president. And the truth will come out. And I think that's why they're panicking.
Well, they don't want the truth to come out, but also they've said that they're not going to overturn the election no matter what. I wish they would. I think it would throw us into a huge chaos. That what has happened is such a disaster to this country. I can't speak harshly enough about that, because this has been devastating. We had some good news just recently with Mike Lindell from MyPillow, who, by the way, lost $65 million of business due to them going after him, because he believes that Trump won the election, and he has, you know, produced a video to prove it. And I've seen it. It's very compelling. What's interesting is the court ruled this week that the lawsuit that Mike Lindell has against Dominion voting machines can go forward. So this was a huge ruling.
That's amazing.
They have been ordered. Dominion has been ordered to have their documents in immediately and stop fooling around with this and let it be heard. So I'm thrilled to see the outcome of these. And Mike Lindell does insist that when you see, you know, what they have as proof, that, you know, it's going to be indisputable. At least we are getting a hearing on it, which is all that we ever asked for after the election, that we wanted to be heard and we want to know the truth. You still have states like Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, that, and I think there's another one there, that still have voting issues that they will not address. And those are the Democratic run states. So, you know, we just have to keep plugging at it, keep resisting in a peaceful way, keep saying that we need these things to be looked at, and, you know, just keep it up. We cannot sit and be silent, because we will lose our country.
Well, ladies, that's a wrap. One more step for womankind.